very good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America on Friday, August 15th, 2014. And this is Live Talk. I'm Blessing Zulu.
And I'm Kips Dube.
Tonight on Live Talk, we are going to talk about alleged factionalism in the ruling ZANU-PF party.
To join the discussion, phone us directly at this number, 001-202-619-2077, and we'll call you back.
And as usual, Live Talk goes out to Zimbabwe on our 909 medium wave frequency and on the 4930, 5940 and 15455 kHz shortwave Monday through Friday at 8:30 p.m.
And on the internet, you can find us at www.voazimbabwe.com, www.voandebele.com and www.voashona.com.
Once again, thanks for joining us, and this is Studio 7 Live Talk, and tonight on Live Talk, we are talking about alleged widening factionalism in the ruling ZANU-PF party.
ZANU-PF is struggling to contain widening rifts emanating from the party's women and youth conferences. Clashing are camps reportedly linked to Vice President Joyce Mujuru and Justice Minister Emmerson Mnangagwa.
But ZANU-PF is saying divisions in the party will end once the elective Congress in December is over.
What do you think about this issue? If you wish to join the show right now, phone us directly at this number, 001-202-619-2077, and we'll call you back. That number again, 001-202-619-2077. You can also send us a message on WhatsApp, and our number is 1-202-465-0318.
Honguka Gibbs nasi tidauti tinge tichi tarisa kunetana kurukunzi kurukuramba kuchi wedzera mu ZANU-PF. Hongo mtunga miri webato va Robert Mugabe va Buda Kakawanda vachitaura ivo kuti nyaya yekuti vanhu vaswere vachirwisana haisi nyaya yakanaka, inyaya inodzorera bato kumashure. Nekudaro vanhu vanofanira kubatana uye vanhu vanofanira kuti varegedze nyaya dzekutenga mavhoti. Asi zvatiri kunzwa zviri kutaurwa naivo vakuru vebato handizvo zvinenge zviri kuitika kunetsana kuri kuramba kuchienderera mberi mumapepanhaumu. Vanenge vari kugara zvavo vachisvibisana Gibbs.
Kunjalo ke kuyacatshangwa nekuti vanhu lava vayari vasibili blessing ukulwa kwakona yekuti kambe mubani ongavamba isikhundla sikamongameli. Sikesakhuluma ngodaba lolu, uyakhumbula siqalisev abantu bekhuluma sibeuti ukulwisana lokhu kungahlupha phambilini. So sifuna ukuzwa ngani ke zulu kandaba ukuthi kambe likubona njani ukulwisana khonokho. Siyakwazi ukuthi kuthiwa bakhona abakhokhela laba abalwisanayo. Omunye wangikhona ngu-Vice President uJoyce Mujuru, kuze buya ke lo mphathi ntambo wezemithetho umnumzana Emmerson Mnangagwa. Kodwa bobabili laba bathi abakho kulokho. Bathi abasoze babambe kunoko kuthiwa ngama-camps kuZANU-PF. But sifuna ukuzwa ngozulu phela.
Indeed, for those of you who are just joining us tonight on Live Talk, we are talking about the alleged and deepening factional fights in the ruling ZANU-PF party. Of course, what we are reading, especially on Facebook and other sources of media, all is not well. There are even reports that yesterday the vice president was singing a song to the tune that amongst us they are traitors. And of course there are also some reports that are saying that the outgoing women's boss Opa Mchinguri was saying down with those who ban their husbands in their houses. So a lot of things are being said about this, but of course some in ZANU-PF will say no, this is what happens. You know, it's an election year in the party. So these are things that you actually expect to happen.
Yeah, we're looking blessing. I think we've got two of our guests that are lined up. We've got Mr. Itai Choto, who is the ZANU-PF spokesman in UK. Mr. Choto, good evening and welcome to the program.
Very good evening to you. Very good evening to the listeners as well.
Thank you so much and stay on the line. I think we also have Mr. George Mkwananzi, who is an independent political analyst based in Johannesburg, South Africa. Mr. Mkhwanazi, good evening and welcome to the program.
Good evening, Gibbs. How are you?
Very fine. How's Joburg?
Well, it's fine. It's fine.
Excellent. Blessing?
Yeah, maybe let's start with you, Mr. Choto. Mr. Choto, people are saying that if this factionalism continues, the party might actually end up splitting. What is your take on this?
Thank you very much for having me on your program. The first question I would like to actually ask you is that, what factionalism are you talking about? I don't know of any ZANU-PF that has got faction. Mm-hmm. I know of a ZANU-PF that has got an elected and an appointed executive. We've got various factions, various structures within the party itself.
Mm-hmm.
So factionalism is a whole ideal that you, members of the press, would like to peddle
mm-hmm.
within your various electronic or print media
mm-hmm.
outputs. But to me, it is a myth. But make no mistake about it. In any organizational grouping, you find that there are various groupings within the people. Even in your own company there, even in your own organization, a Voice of America there, you'd find that some people will have a grouping. That is the part of an organizational life. That is what organizational life is all about.
Mm-hmm.
But in terms of factionalism, I don't think we would have won 31 July 2013 if there were any factions within our party.
Thank you so much, Mr. Choto. Do stay on the line. Gibbs.
Mr. Mkhwanazi, do you agree to what Mr. Choto is saying?
I do not know exactly what position Mr. Choto holds in ZANU-PF, but it is evident that he is sympathetic to the party and he is dangerously in self-denial. ZANU-PF is a party that is riddled with factionalism, and that cannot be denied. Perhaps what we can speculate is that the reasons why ZANU-PF can afford now to be involved in this kind of, factionalism is because, one, the threat that the MDC used to pose to ZANU-PF, causing them to feel insecure and even causing them to group together, even where there were cracks, they would try as much as possible to, close them. But now that the MDC has become so weakened, ZANU-PF can now afford to entertain this kind of factionalism that is playing itself out. Perhaps the second reason why we have this kind of factionalism is because, as Robert Mugabe's age advances, he is beginning to lose grip over the party. And those cracks that have always been there for a long time are beginning to show themselves in a more prominent way. And those that are heading each of those factions are gaining more courage as time, lapses.
Mm-hmm. Mr. Choto, if you may come in there, Mr. Mkhwanazi said maybe it's the curse of the two-thirds majority. Last year there was this lagger mentality because ZANU-PF felt threatened by the MDC. Now the MDC is riddled with factionalism, and as a result, ZANU-PF has the luxury to concentrate on factionalism.
Number one, I will address my fellow compatriot. His first concern was that, what position do I hold within ZANU-PF? I'm the spokesperson for ZANU-PF UK. Number two, let's not mistake my devotion and my patriotism to the party and the country itself to sympathy. I'm loyal to ZANU-PF, so let us not confuse that with sympathy. I don't need to be sympathetic towards the party. I just need to be loyal to the party so that deal with the party and advance them. The concern that he raised, or the issue that he raised, regards factionalism, and that stems from apparently from us having overwhelmingly 31st of July elections. It should be noted that the very fact that we won with an overwhelming majority should tell the world, should tell us as Zimbabweans that we have one united party. Of course, we will have individuals with aspirations, but that is what we want within organizations. That is what we want within any organization, that we do not want daydreamers. What we want is people who aspire for something. What we want is people that have good aspirations of how to take the party forward, of how to take the country forward. If that is coming as a result of the demise of the MDC structures, I don't know where they are now. Is it TTZ or we've started numbers now, whatever it is. Our point here is that you're looking at one united party. You're looking at a party that has grouped itself well. You're looking at a party that holds a democratic view on how it should conduct itself.
Yeah, Baba Mkhwananzi, I guess Kulume Sibili lapha ke singajinja sifuthe umphini. Nga usukhangele khona ngale ongani kuyahlupa vele kuyini ngokulwisana kwabo lo.
Can I just point out that
I'm not Kulume. Kubangwa loni ibele lobukhosi. Njengoba wazi ukuthi inhlanganiso enkulu njalo esindala njengezano kulobukhokhelo obuthile obufuna ukuziveza ukuthi uma le ndoda ephethe kwamanje isikhathi sayo sedlula kumele kube khona omunye ozothatha. Uma ethatha unethimba lakhe afuna ukuyongena nalo laphana labantu abathembayo ukuthi yibona azathi ma esephethe bangasoze babe bemhlokoloza noma bemphatha kube bemkhukhuza isithende. Yikho ke okusuka kwenza ukuthi kube lokuqhekezeka kwebandla, ngoba loyo ofuna ukuyongena unabantu abayiqembu elithile afuna ukuyongena nabo bese kudaleka ke ukuthi ngaphansi kwehla kuze kuyefika kuzo zonke nje inkalo zebandla kube khona ukuqhekezeka lokulwisana lokugudlana kakubi.
Ye, akuyifake ngesilungu kancane nje ukuthi akuzwisise umnumzana.
One of the reasons why you get that kind of factionalism is that as people are jostling for power to replace Robert Mugabe as a sunset leader.
Unfortunately, I don't clue, so I didn't.
Yeah, I asked him. I asked him to put it in English. He's saying it in English right now.
Ah, okay, okay. Thank you very much.
Okay, fine. Thank you. Go ahead, Mr. Mkhwananzi.
I was saying that one of the reasons why you have that kind of a situation where leaders or members of a particular party, you know, engage in factionalism is because you have a situation where the long-time head of a party like ZANU-PF is reaching his twilight zone. They know that very soon he would be departing from the leadership of the party. So there are those who have readied themselves, you know, to take over. They are not a unit. They are different, you know, factions of them, you know, with each one with a team. So those who are members of a particular team or clique or faction, they would want to go there and take over, you know, and fill that vacuum as a unit. So in so doing, they end up jostling and fighting with the other competing clique. Then you have what we call factionalism.
Thank you very much.
To ba choto mombota ora shoma ne shona bozo zokera zvakare kuchirungu. Pane vamwe vari kutaurawo kuti sezvirikutaurwa navamukwananzi vari kuti ivo nyaya iri kunetsa ndeyekuti vamugabe vagarisa pachigaro uye vakura nekudaro ndozvaakupa kuti paite makakatanwa.
Hazvirambwe kuti vamugabe vakura. Asi vamugabe did not self-appoint himself to that position. Vamugabe vakaiswa ipapo nevanhu vavo. And vamugabe vanobviswa nevanhu vavo, or when he decides ivo kuti pachigaro handichada. I think everyone is a democrat. Saka democracy yedu inoti tizvoni isusu. Ngatiilektei mutungamiri watinoda. Saka ichi zvano PF nezimbabwe pachezvayo
takachuza kuti sei kuti vamugabe ndo mutunga miri wedu. I don't know, did you want me to repeat that in English?
Taura izvenyu imbotaura ine shona mozodzokera henyu.
Oh, okay. So saka mataura andiri kutaura ndeye kuti kusvikira isusu sebato redu rezanopiefu tataava mugabe hazvichada hapana zvatingambogone kuita nokuti ndo mutungamiri watiri kuda iye mutungamiri watiri kuona achitiendesa kwatiri kuda kuti tiende kwatoda kusvika nebato redu naiyo Zimbabwe yedu ndicharamba ndidzoka una July 31st nokuti haisiri yezanopiefu yega yakaisa vamugabe pachinzvimbo. Zimbabwe yakataura yakati ndo mutungamiri wedu. Basa vari kuita here ehongu mutungamiri ari kuita basa and ndo zvatinoona, so we cannot go back on that. Thank you.
Tinotenda. Of course, Mr. Choto is essentially saying that Mr. Mugabe was elected by the people, only about a year ago. And, you know, as such, people should not waste time talking about his age, this and that. You know, he was elected. He's a democratically elected lead.
So elected by the people, and now he's for the people.
The party and also by Zimbabweans.
So, sike sizwe ke umnumzana uKhumalo osecingweni lapho. Baba Khumalo, ungatshona njani?
Tshona njani, baba?
Hayi, siphilile. Khanya udanile, sibili. Khumalo, kulungile?
Hayi, kukahle sibili. Kanti siyayizwa indaba le egudwini la.
Ye, nguDube. So, akuphosela kusizwe, baba?
Hayi, kulungile, Mthembu Zithemba.
Ye, baba.
Ye, lapha uyabona into esikhona ukuthi yonke into ingadlali iyaguga, ikhona ukuguga kwezami. Sigugile manje sokudala ukuthi sokusiba nemigenke ezalulufa. Ngoba uma ukubhekile noma bangaze baye kuCongress akuyi kuphela lo. Kuzosala kulokho kuyinto nje ephilayo, okutho ukuthi kusiya ngokuya seziziqephu nje ezingaba mbili zibe ntathu. Uma uqala ukwenze nje umdala yena esekhona pho sithi kasekho kungaba njani. So ngezinye indlela nje kuyakhanya ukuthi abantu laba ukuthi bavele egcekeni njengoba nase besenza sithi ngokwabo mama kodwa omama bakhona abangemuva kwabo ababakhangelileyo ababhekileyo. So ngezinye indlela singakuthatha lula kade kuyinto enzima kakhulu ngoba ama-function le into ayiqalisanga khathesi. Ungacabanga yabo moyo leyani i-cholojo declaration leyana kathi yasukela khona. Yinto ilokhu iphila, itshengisa ukuthi iyaphila, iyaphambili linto le. Ngezinye indlela nje yikhona ukuthabalala okuza kwenza izalo ngoba bona bengaqalisa ukulwisana bodwa bayazelana iy'mfihlo zabo. Into zonke zizovela egcekeni njengoba nosizwa laba sebeqalisa ukuhayana ukuthi liwosamadoda kambe uthi inkulumo elula le.
Hayi, siyakuzwa ke bangazitha iqathisa
baba kutho ukuthi sokusiye kuphetheni lapha kuzano ngoba noma bangaze baye kuCongress lokho akukuphela, labo abazabe bedliwe bazofuthelana ngoba obviously ama-election abo vele bona ngokwabo kakho free and fair. So ngaleyo ndlela laba abazadliwa bazasala belokho benokukhununa. Akunakuwelelana okuzaba khona la. Lapha nje into ikhona ukuthi ubaba usekhona nje, bonke benza bethika engaphunyuka athi bezabona okukhulu la.
Ye, siyakuzwa kakhulu bangazitha. Sibongele kakhulu baba.
Hayi, ngiyabonga Mthembu Zithemba.
Ye, for the benefit of those that don't understand Ndebele, what he's saying is that factionalism is there to stay in ZANU-PF. And what is happening right now is sort of like unsettling the whole party. So what will happen if President Mugabe decides to leave? So he says things may be worse. Then he goes further to say people should remember the Cholocho declaration during the time when Mujuru took over, you know, the vice presidency. So he says that's exactly what is happening right now. People are fighting for big positions. And then he further goes to say, you know, ZANU-PF is likely to collapse. Yeah.
Interesting view.
Yes, Pina Jalos Lom Nomzano Tin Lovo. Baba Ndlovu, unga uchona jani?
ngiyaphila kanjani ba?
Siphilile Ndlovu, ungaphi kolapho ba?
Ngise Johannesburg eGoli Soweto.
Yeah, kunjani Soweto?
Hayi, correct. Correct
kakhulu. Ah, ubone ke phosela kuba.
Yeah, mina ngibona ngathi kuyiqiniso ba divided kakhulu abantu bezana kuye. Mhm. Uma ungabheka nezinto zabo babajuba lezi yonke le nto kuyakhomba ukuthi hayi. Mhm. Into kwayithuni la kungabashwanga khona.
Mhm.
And into yenza leyo nto ile ilekhehla labo sekuhleli iminyaka neminyaka yilo selibambiza noSpear.
Mhm.
Mawungabheka. Ngoba mawungathi umgaba ufile namhlanje ukufa kwezanoSpear. Ngoba kubani abantu bezanoSpear bazibonisa bonke ukuthi ushuthi abahlakaniphanga. Ngoba iminyaka eminingi angaka bebushwa umuntu oyedwa bangamshintshi.
Mhm.
That shows ukuthi kusho ukuthi konke la leadership ezanoPF akekho noyi-one abamthemba ukuthi angalida i-country. And it shows the greediness of their leader uZimogabe, because how come he even at his age now he still want to be a president? He's not, it seems that he's not even ready to resign, because in all, if you look at the youth conference and now the women conference where he addressed, he never said maybe I want to leave the office. While the conference, their conference or the congress, whatever, is coming on December, but still it seems like he's going to stand.
He's
not standing. He's a one man standing there on that one, because there's no one who will challenge you. Because the person who will challenge you will die, I'm telling you.
I guess there was a Lovini spoken to Kulum Nomzan.
Ngiyabonga.
Ye, ube nempela vike enhle.
Ngiyabonga nani ube nempela vike enhle khona.
Ye, kulungile baba. So he says these people are very divided.
Uh-huh.
And normally there's no smoke without fire. There's an issue here. Uh-huh. And he says at the end of the day, you know, if the president decides to leave the party, that's the end of ZANU-PF, according to him. Yeah.
Interesting. Would you have on
now,
Facebook?
On Facebook, I've got several messages. One of them is from Thokozi Sinkomo, who says, it's now goes off, you know, among these fighting people. Then Tamsanga Mlilo writes, Zimbabwe politics is monolithic and sterile. That is why internal strife within ZANU-PF becomes a national issue and part of public discourse. Then we've got another message from MTCT Limpopo. He says, it's time for ZANU-PF problems to come out in the open.
Mm-hmm.
Let's enjoy. Mm-hmm. That's MTCT, eh? Then we've got Obeinyati, who writes, let the cat out of the bag anyway. Mm-hmm. We're waiting for this. Then Slok Gainsbanda, Upala City, Okulempondo kakufihlwa emgoldweni. Emgoldweni. So ke kuyaziwa ukuthi kuyini okwenzakala kuZANU-PF. Ngakho ke bahlala besithi iZANU-PF ngegazi. Baqinisile kakhulu. So what he's saying is that, you know, whatever is happening in ZANU-PF cannot be hidden anymore.
Yeah.
It's too much in the public. Mm.
Let's go back to Mr. Choto. Now, Mr. Choto, there are some who are saying the economy is not doing very well, and now focus is on the internal squabbles in ZANU-PF, not on fixing the economy. What is your response to that?
There's no doubt that our economy is not doing very well.
Mm-hmm.
But I would want to extinguish any fire that says it will not do well. We've got a social economic program that we put in place in the name of Zima Asset, and Zima Asset is working. Zima Asset is working, there's no doubt about that. In terms of the internal strife that you're talking about, like I said in the beginning of our conversation, I do not know of those internal strifes. Perhaps if somebody can highlight them perhaps I can answer the question more comprehensively.
Uh-huh.
But until you give me a precise measure, until you give me a precise point, this is where the internal strife is, I cannot say anything, because I do not know those internal strifes. I do not know of those internal strifes that are taking precedent better than the economy. Believe me, our focus is in growing the country. Our focus is making Zimbabwe a better place for yourself, for myself as well, for your kids, for our grandchildren.
Uh-huh.
That is our primary responsibility. Our patriotism is not to the party first. It is to the country. That is how ZANU-PF was born.
Uh-huh.
Those of you who remember how ZANU-PF came about,
Those of you who remember ZANU before it became ZANU-PF knew that it was born out of patriotism for the country. So it is only a vehicle that we are using to advance national interests, to advance local concerns of our constituents. And our constituency are Zimbabweans.
Mr. Mkwananzi?
Well, perhaps Mr. Choto would do well to spare us, you know, of this empty rhetoric. We know very well that ZANU-PF has become notorious for denying reality. So as long as they continue to use an old and tired leader in the form of Robert Mugabe, then ZANU-PF is going to spend 40 years in the desert like the children of Israel. So they really need to do introspection and stop saying that ZANU-PF is a revolutionary party born out of patriotism, this and that. Nobody eats that. The economy is crumbling. ZANU-PF has no clue. It must give up and give the leadership of the country to those that have a formula of resuscitating it. They have failed, and they are unlikely to find a solution for the problems that they have created.
Thank you so much, gentlemen.
I'm just going to come in there.
Okay.
As much as you are tired of the same old rhetoric that you alluded to, which I don't see, we are all tired of the same old rhetoric which says Robert Mugabe should step down. Robert Mugabe is an old leader. The same person who was overwhelmingly elected by the majority of Zimbabweans. Are you then saying to us that we should ignore the wishes of our own people and ask our president to resign or to stand down? That cannot happen. Of course, you'll always be led
by
the people.
Forgotten
we
that
do
you
not work for an individual. We do not work for the party. As a party, we work for Zimbabweans. Our job as a party is to steer the country in a direction that realizes the objectives of the party. From yourself to me, from Buliwayo to Harare, from Masvingo to Mutare. That is our job as a party. Robert Mugabe, His Excellency, was overwhelmingly elected by his own people. We cannot negate that. Surely those are not the signs of a tired person. The same individual who can stand for 2 hours and talk to you. The same individual that can address the nation eloquently, for that matter. Cognitive behavior is still there. I dare you say who's got a more cognitive mind here in Zimbabwe. And when you are saying this to me now, that we want somebody to come in, who do you want? We are tired of critics that only have a critique but no prescriptions, the problem of Zimbabwe. So what we don't want are armchair critics. Zimbabwe, I see ZANU-PF, Zimbabwe is all of ours. It is up to all of us as individuals to come together and build the party. ZANU-PF as a government, we're only an enabling block. Our mandate is to enable the environment, to enable the country to reach its objectives, to reach its mandate.
Mr. Choto and Mr. Mkwananzi, please do stay on the line. Never tere vedu mkoma Rafias na mkoma Jenford. Rambai muri parunare. Tiriku joka kwa muri. Tiriku mbotitore ka break. Our radio listeners, you know the drill by now. We are streaming live, so simply go to www.voazimbabwe.com and press on live talk. This is Blessing Zulu.
And I'm Kip Stube saying stay tuned, Zimbabwe.